Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's episode is for one of my all-time favourite air fryer recipes, and that is air fryer egg cups. They are such a favourite of mine that they are also featuring in the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook, which of course comes out in September. So make sure you pre-order yourself a copy. And if you've not heard of egg cups before, then let me tell you, just imagine quiche without the flour, basically. So it's like the filling of a quiche in little silicone egg cups. And they are so, so delicious. They're like mini omelettes, come mini frittatas, and they're just brilliant for using up whatever leftovers you've got in the fridge that you think to yourself, oh, that vegetable's only got another day on it or something, or let's use that up. We often make ours with cheese, tomatoes, sometimes some red peppers, sometimes some leftovers that need using up. There's always cheese involved because, come on, we all love our cheese, don't we? And then you can do them in a normal air fryer basket, or we often do them in our Ninja Foodie as well. And I can actually fit about 8 of them in my Ninja Foodie air fryer basket. And in my normal air fryer, I can probably get away with 9, maybe 10 if I'm absolutely pushing it. But you can also do them in batches. And what's great about them is that they're brilliant car snacks. They're brilliant for taking to work with you. They are brilliant for road trips, and we've actually taken them on vacation with us. So when we've been going on holiday and say we've been going and staying at the local centre parks, we'll have done a really big stash of these, loaded them into Ziploc bags, and then they're brilliant. And I think when we moved back from Portugal to England, I think I made about 40 of them just to keep us well fed, because we ended up having to drive 18 hours in 2 days with a then 4-year-old and a then 6-year-old. So it was crazy. So I wanted to make sure there was loads and loads of food to eat, and this was my go-to. So on with the recipe. I'm sure you want to know what ingredients you need to use. Well, obviously, it's the eggs. So we used 4 large eggs and then a splash of milk. Imagine if you crack eggs into a jug, mix them with milk so that they've kind of diluted the egg a little bit, like you would do if you're making a quiche. So just think of that. And then after that, the ingredients are all optional to what you've got in. So, for example, the ones we have on Recipe This use 6 cherry tomatoes, 1/4 of a green pepper, a handful of leftover meat, and some dried garlic, basil, and salt and pepper. So it's literally as simple as that for the ingredients. And then we recommend that you dice anything that you're going to be adding. So, for example, you might have some leftover ham, some cheese, maybe some cherry tomatoes. So you just want to get everything chopped up that you're going to be including, and do it into small pieces, because remember, these egg cups are not big in size. And then in a jug, beat your eggs until they're well beaten. And then what you want to do is also add any seasoning into your eggs and milk mixture. Then place the egg cup fillings into your little silicone cups, and then pour the egg mixture on top until about 3/4 full. You don't want to go too high, because there's a chance that it's going to leak out, or, you know, it's harder to get them in and out of the air fryer. And then place them into the air fryer basket. Set the time of your air fryer to 12 minutes, and you're looking for a temperature of 180 Celsius, that's 360 Fahrenheit. And then when you've done that, 12 minutes later, open the air fryer basket and you'll have perfect egg cups. And you can tuck into them then, or like we do when we're going on a road trip, we'll just put them on the side, wait until they're fully cool, and then start loading them into Ziploc bags. And there you go. Can you believe it's that simple? So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, Search air fry egg cups. We've got the full recipe there with step-by-step instructions, and we've also got a video showing you how we make them. So thanks for listening, and I'm so pleased to be able to say that now our air fryer cookbook is available on pre-order. If you head over to recipethis.com and then search air fryer cookbook, you can find out all the details on there on how to pre-order our very first ever air fryer cookbook, which is made for you. It's going to have metric and imperial measurements in it. It's going to be international with a lot of recipes that would suit everyone, and I just can't wait until it actually becomes available and I get to share with you all the recipes that are going to be featured. So right now you can pre-order, and I'm just so excited.